Mike DeGubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the precious, wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and I'm glad that you're joining us for a few moments of Bible study together as we're looking into the words of life that the Lord Jesus has spoken and has given to us under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God. These men of God wrote down these truths as God the Spirit inspired and gave them these truths to share with us. That's why the first book of the Bible agrees with the last book of the Bible. The book of Genesis agrees with the book of Revelation. Genesis is referred to in the book of Revelation because this is the complete truth of the eternal God that is revealed to man. And that's why this book is called the Biblios, the book, because there's no other book like God's Word, the Bible. It's the most popular book ever written because it contains the truth of the true and the living God. It enables man to understand himself, to know how God created him in his likeness, in his image. As God is triune, so he created man to be a triune being, with a spirit, a soul, and a body, as we're told in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And so we're looking into the Word of God and discussing the love of God for mankind. We all know, perhaps you do not know, though, John chapter 3 and verse 16, that tells us that God so loved the whole human race, the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to leave heaven and its glory, to come to earth, to take upon himself the form of human flesh, to reveal God to man in a way that we could understand and comprehend that God loves us, and come to know who God is, and understand who God is. And so Jesus was born of a virgin. No man had anything to do with the birth of Christ. And that's why we celebrate Christmas. It's a remembrance of the time that God took on human form and became a man and walked here upon the earth for some 33.5 years and gave his life for the sins of the human race, that whosoever would believe in him should not perish and die and be separated from God eternally, but receive the gift of eternal life and live forever with Almighty God. Well, beloved, we're discussing God's love, that which caused God the Father to send God the Son to die for our sin and to purchase this wonderful gift of eternal life and peace with God. And so we're in 1 John chapter 4. Now, if you're not familiar with 1 John, it's in front of the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation, and some little short books on 1 John chapter 4. And we're talking about the love of God for mankind. And we've been discussing how that perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment, verse 18 of 1 John chapter 4. He that feareth is not made perfect in love, that is, he's not grown up and matured in the love of God. And verse 19, we love God because he first loved us. Verse 20, if a man say, I love God and hate his brother, he's a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And so, beloved, we see that when we come to know the Lord God as our Lord and our God, when we put our faith and trust in Jesus Christ, believing that Christ died for our sin, that He was buried, that He arose from the grave, that He lives today, and we ask Him to come into our life. And you say, well, how can He do that? It's through a work of the Spirit of God, who's called the Holy Spirit. He's the one who comes to indwell our spirit and to live within our life, to represent Jesus Christ and God the Father living in us. And this is such a wonderful truth, and yet it's so simple that even a child can receive this wonderful gift of salvation. I received it when I was 5 years old, just before my 6th birthday. It was September the 7th, 1941, when I put my faith and trust in the Lord Jesus. I didn't understand all about it, but I knew that I was a sinner. I knew that I needed a Savior. I knew that Christ had died for my sin, and that if I would ask Him to come into my life, He would send His Spirit into my spirit to do the work of salvation and to represent Christ Jesus living in me. And so I'll never forget that day when Jesus washed my sins away. It was a glorious, wonderful day, and He's never left me. He's never failed me. He's never forsaken me. The Holy Spirit lives in my spirit now, and He has lived in me all of those years as God's guarantee of my salvation. And so we love Him because He first loved us. If a man say, I love God and hate his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? Yes, beloved, and there's much hatred in the world about us, and that's of Satan and sin. That's not of God, for God is love. And again, we see that here in verse 8 and in verse 16 of chapter 4 of 1 John, that God is love. And so love comes from God. And so this commandment, verse 21, have we from Him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. That is, we're to love one another. We're to have compassion and care and concern for one another. We're to be interested in one another, and even to pray for one another. Whosoever, verse 1 of chapter 5, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ, the Savior of mankind, he that believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him that begat, loveth him also that is begotten of him. He that begat is the Spirit of God that convicts us of sin, and that draws us to personal faith in Jesus Christ. And he that loveth him also that is begotten of him. That is, as God so loved us and brought us to salvation and brought us into the family of God through new birth, we were begotten of God and brought into the family of God. And so we are to love one another. Not just fellow Christians. Certainly we're to love fellow Christians, but we're to love those around us who know not Jesus and are lost in sin. Verse 2, by this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. This is how we show our love to God, is by obeying His word, by doing what God has commanded us to do. To love one another. This is His commandment, to love one another. Verse 3, for this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments. And His commandments are not grievous. That is, his commandments do not bring grief. They bring joy. They bring blessing. They bring fulfillment. They bring purpose and meaning into our life. That's why it's for our good. God loves us, beloved, and he loves you. And that's why he wants you to walk in obedience to him. That's why he wants you to do things his way, because his way is the best way. A parent loves their child. And if a parent truly loves their child, they'll teach their child not to run out into the road after a ball, because a car may be coming and hit the child. And so the parent doesn't want to see the child hurt. And the parent will teach the child not to run out into the road. And that child, in love, should obey their parent. And if they disobey their parent, they may suffer the consequences of getting hit by a car, being hurt, being put in the hospital, even dying, because they did not obey the one who loved them. So, beloved, God loves you, and he loves me. And he would have us to obey him, because he wants the best for you. He wants the best for me. He knows what's best. You see, we are limited in our knowledge and in our understanding of what's for our good. That's why sometimes, as a child of God, when we ask the Lord for something, he does not grant what we request, because it's not for our good. He knows better than we know. There's been times when God did not answer my prayers, and I've been glad he didn't. I've been glad he said no, because later I saw that he was all wise in not granting that request. It was for my good that I didn't get what I'd asked him for. God loves us, beloved, and he wants what's best for us. And that's why he's given us commandments in his word, because he loves us. He wants to protect us from the forces of evil, from the powers of darkness, from the demons of Satan who hate us, who want to destroy us. Satan is our arch enemy, and Satan hates God, and Satan hates every human being, and Satan wants to destroy every human being. And that's why Satan has formed false religions that are destructive and that bring death, because Satan hates mankind, and he wants to destroy you. But God loves you, my friend. He loves you. He reaches out to you, and if you will open your heart to him, he'll cleanse you from sin and give you life. Till next time, goodbye.